Inside Morgan and Annie's apartment, Annie, Morgan, and Mitch are packing their bags, preparing for their expedition into the brush. For Annie, packing means cramming stuff haphazardly into garbage bags.
Because I'm packing, pack a bag, if you think that a bag can hold your stuff. Because I'm packing.
How can you sing packing-related parody songs at a time like this?
I'm stoked. What, are you not stoked?
No! We're about to head out onto the surface of a deadly alien world.
A deadly alien world crammed to the tits with psychedelics? We can get messed up, bring the stuff back, sell it, get rich, and then we can afford to get really messed up.
I don't see any weapons in your bag. What are you packing? This is all loose snacks and DVDs.
Jealous? I'm just trying to allow for every possibility. Who's to say I won't be in the mood to watch classic episodes of Tales from the Crypt?
It's gonna be dangerous out there. We're gonna need to move quickly, so just bring the essentials.
Okay, what do you mean by essentials?
Food, water, weapons, and season 6 of Frasier.
Okay, there's some really good Eddie moments in that season.
I know, right? But I want to reemphasize that this trip isn't about getting fucked up. It's about retrieving a weird gem that Tandem wants for reasons. We have to stay alert.
Well, I'm appropriately prepared. Let's just say I did a little shopping to make sure I had a leg up. Huh? Right?
Okay, what are you gesturing at?
Your legs? What did you do to your legs?
No, my feet! Check out my shoes!
Mitch is wearing those fucking individual toe hiking shoes.
Oh, Mitch, you got the worst shoes!
Yeah, plus the leg up thing was very confusing.
Yeah.
No way! These are high performance and good for my... biomechanics, I think the guy at REI said.
Hey, guys. Ready to get our brush on? Oh, Mitch, bitchin' shoes.
See?
I'm jealous of your arches. Plus, it's really gonna do wonders for your biomechanics.
Why aren't you wearing them, Van?
Oh, I just can't wear them because they look so bad.
Speaking of, Van, what are you wearing? That's so much neon. We're trying to keep a low profile.
Sorry, but it's my Bare Fist Energy sponsorship gear. They'll drop me if I don't wear it while I'm hunting.
No one will know you're not wearing it because no one is supposed to know we're going on this mission. It's a secret mission. Secret.
I know this is an important discussion, but can we all take a minute to appreciate how cool that sounds?
It's the best. I keep tweeting it. I love it.
Don't tweet that.
Bubble, Episode 6, Into the Brush. Written by Jordan Morris. A short while later, in a long, sterile hallway deep in the bowels of Tandem HQ, shit's starting to get real. Bonnie, CEO of Tandem Industries and also, weirdly, Morgan's surrogate parent, sort of, is escorting the gang down the tunnel, flanked by two armed guards.
Oh, I'm excited for you guys. I really am. Morgan has been dying to get back out into the death swamp for ages. I think this will help you get rid of your yayas. I really do.
I don't have yayas.
And just a couple of reminders before you guys get out there. Van, we love the social media you've been doing on behalf of Tandem, but you've got to stay off the grid for this one. Davidson, deal with Van's GoPro, if you would.
The guard grabs the GoPro off Van's head, throws it to the floor, and then blasts it with a shotgun.
Oh, man! That had my cardio pole dancing recital on it.
Not my fault that you're not backing your stuff up. And Annie, in regards to bringing anything back in, try and keep it to mild narcotics. Don't bring us anything that's going to get us a zombie outbreak.
What? What are you talking about? I don't... drugs? No, I mean, I stopped drugsing, like back when you told me to last time.
Oh, come on. We know. We know about the Dark District, and we know about your little side hustle.
What are you talking about? I'm sorry, Dork District?
Oh, I don't... You're bad at lying. Stop. You know, it actually doesn't disrupt our business model that much.
This is a bluff, right?
Oh, not in the least. We're keeping very close tabs on you.
Okay, prove it. What's Mitch's porn search history?
Hey.
Computer.
Yes, Bonnie.
Get me Mitch Murray's, Hunter Member 7744's, last three searches on Pornhub.
Accessing. Last three searches. Loving relationship. Romantic spooning. understanding partner.
Aw, Mitch, that's sweet.
It's just more enjoyable if it seems like they're really in love.
Holy crap, tandem is really up in our guts.
Our communities have something for everyone, including people who want to fight the system or whatever. We're fine with a little controlled, manageable rebellion if it helps people get out their yayas.
We don't have yayas.
So, just to reiterate, only get a teensy bit of drugs, grab that stone, and bring it right back here, lickety-split.
It might help us if we knew what the stone was.
Oh, sorry, gang. That's about as classified as it gets.
I mean, it's gotta be a doomsday weapon.
Yeah, because you're not telling us, we're gonna automatically assume that it's a doomsday weapon.
99% chance it's a doomsday weapon.
It's not. It's something else.
You're bad at lying. Stop it.
You're worse.
Maybe it's a virus.
Yeah, but a virus could also be used as a doomsday weapon.
Oh, great point.
Not a doomsday weapon. Oh, look. Here we are at the end of the hallway and the exit to the surface.
Cool. So we'll just grab that doomsday weapon and head right back.
Fine. Whatever.
So you admit it.
Go out now. Oh, and thanks.
The gang gazes out onto the surface of the brush. The dark red sky blends into bright turquoise foliage. The trees subtly pulse in and out as if they're breathing. It's like the most beautiful blacklight poster you've ever seen. Morgan and Van both look like they're home.
Wow. I was picturing something more wastelandy.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I've been wanting to show you guys forever.
Yeah, just make sure you stay away from the Shadow Sea after lunch.
Van, that's hilarious.
What? What does that mean?
Oh, God. Is this whole trip just going to be a bunch of brush baby inside jokes? Well, me and Mitch have inside jokes, too. Hey, Mitch, caramels, right?
She's interrupted by a flock of feathered, snake-like creatures flying overhead. They perch in a giant tree and softly squawk at each other.
Pretty cool, huh?
Absolutely. Hey, will those things kill us?
Nah, not everything out here does.
I mean, don't fuck with them, though.
Oh, yeah. Of course not. Totally. You guys ripped on my shoes, but my feet feel great.
Yo, how are those biomechanics?
I'm gonna say solid.
Quiet for a sec. That's people and something else, but definitely people. Maybe they can lead us to wherever my dad is.
They come to a clearing. A giant hippo-like reptile is fighting a group of brush folks. They're all wielding different weapons and dressed like they're from a really hardcore Burning Man camp or a Ren Fair, but cooler. Talia, their leader, barks orders.
Sage, get a rope around its neck. Deck, see if you can get a spear under its belly. That's where its scales are the weakest.
Half of the brush warriors jab the creature with spears while half throw ropes around it. The monster is tied down, but still thrashes and roars.
Can we wrap this up? I'm ready to head back for lunch.
She runs up to the creature and jump kicks it right in the face.
It's a real shame we can't Instagram all this.
What was that?
It's tandem. Get him.
Well, I guess we're fighting them.
Talia rushes in and tackles Morgan to the ground before she knows what hit her. Before she can deliver a death blow, the hippo reptile creature breaks free and charges. It's almost on top of Talia and Morgan when...
Good shot, Mitch.
He's got the sting. It's okay, stand down. Wow, I am just so sorry about attacking you back there. Why didn't you mention the sting?
Oh, I kind of wanted it to be a surprise.
This guy. Hey, why don't you all come back to camp with us? Maybe we can get you some different shoes.
More Bubble after this break.
Soundheap with John Luke Roberts is a real podcast made up of fake podcasts, like If You Had a Cupboard in Your Lower Back, What Would You Keep in It?
So I'm going to say mugs.
A little yogurt and a spoon.
A small handkerchief that was given to me by my grandmother on her deathbed.
Maybe some spare honey?
I'd keep batteries in it. I'd pretend to be a toy.
If I had a cupboard in my lower back, I'd probably fill it with spines.
If You Had a Cupboard in Your Lower Back, What Would You Keep in It? Doesn't exist. We made it up for Soundheap with John Luke Roberts. An award-winning comedy podcast from Maximum Fun, made up of hundreds of stupid podcasts. Listen and subscribe to Soundheap with John Luke Roberts, now.
Natalia leads the gang through the brush camp. It's a little hippie paradise. Like I said earlier, a really hardcore Burning Man camp or a Ren Faire, but cooler.
I'm impressed you guys were able to escape the bubble. Only a few people from camp have ever been in there. Is it true they pump it full of a nerve toxin that makes people complacent?
Not true. Maybe somebody with an agenda is giving you guys bad intel.
It does have a really cool art scene and great coffee.
If you like coffee, come by my tent sometime. I make it in a pot.
Are they flirting?
It's Annie, so probably. Don't be jealous.
I'm not jealous. I'm just super into the mission.
Mitch loves the mission. Mitch loves the mission.
I do. I want to marry the mission, not Annie. Don't care about marrying her, just the mission.
Hey, there's one of our elders. Let me introduce you. Eli! Found some bubble jumpers out there.
It's Eli, Morgan's dad. He wrecked the British pub a while back. Keep up. Anyway, they notice each other. Morgan draws her blade and gets into a fighting stance.
Whoa! Not a good idea, Tater. You're about as outnumbered as you can get.
He's right, we totally are. I counted.
Well, we've got a secret weapon. Mitch has the sting.
Well, good for Mitch. We got a fella that's got it too. Isn't that right, Stuart?
Yep, sure do.
D-weapon, why don't you? Aces. Hey, everyone. Maybe some of you remember my daughter, Morgan. She's been inside that toxic dome for a few years, so please forgive her unnecessarily violent behavior. Her brain has been infected with gas and tacos.
I'm fine. There's no gas.
There are a lot of interesting things going on in the taco space right now, though.
Van Joyce? I'll be damned! The kid who couldn't stop wetting his bed has come back to destroy us.
Oh, I haven't wet the bed for years. Guided meditation was a huge help with that.
Good to hear. How about you guys wash up, grab some food, and take a load off for the night?
I'll keep an eye on the guy with the sting. If it looks like he's about to try something, I'll kill him where he stands.
Ah, Stu, you're the best, and I don't know what we'd do without you.
There's a big bonfire party at the brush camp. Everyone is smoking strange-looking joints and drinking mysterious glowing liquids.
Sorry, Tater, I just can't tell you where the stone is.
Well, at least tell us what it does.
Okay, I will admit I don't really know. I just imagine if Tandem wants it, it's for something nasty like a super weapon or a doomsday weapon.
Shut up, we were just talking about this. No way it's not a doomsday weapon, right?
Oh, I'd bank on it. We do know it's something the first settlers found. Tandem's army raided camp a few years before you were born, and they were dead set on getting it. We divided it up and gave one bit to a little girl.
Karen.
Hey, do you think they're doing trivia again this week?
Probably not. I think their bar is pretty destroyed.
We figured hiding it in plain sight was the way to go. But just so happens that the little girl got grabbed when you got grabbed, and then it's been in Fairhaven ever since. I don't think Bonnie had any idea.
Well, whatever it is, you probably shouldn't have it either. We're gonna find it.
That's super. I tell you what, enjoy your evening. And in the AM, if you still feel like attacking me and taking the stone, I'll be glad to kick all your asses then. Good night, Tater.
Night, Dad.
I was not expecting to love it so much out here.
Oh, yeah?
For sure. It's like a Tuesday night, and everyone is smoking and drinking and enjoying life. I think they even have a sex pit over there.
They sure do. Is that their guy with the sting?
Oh, yeah.
Looking good, Stuart.
Just because I'm in the sex pit doesn't mean I'm not keeping an eye on you. Remember, I can kill you where you stand.
For sure, dude.
I mean, we're staying, right?
Not me. Nice place to visit, but take it from someone who's lived here. You wouldn't want to live here.
Not really seeing any drawbacks at this point.
It's just a roller coaster, partying all night, death struggles all day.
I thought you missed the death struggles.
Sometimes, but other times I just want to get Thai food delivered and watch a dumb 90s sitcom. There's very little patience for that up here.
Hey, bubble jumpers. Can I offer you guys some smoke?
No, thanks. I'm gonna go find Van.
I can do smoke. Is that Canehurst root? How did you get that?
It grows wild here. Have a bit.
Wow. Smooth. Is it cut with something?
You've got a sophisticated smoking palate.
Shut the fuck up. I don't.
You do.
No, stop it.
You really do.
Okay, it's pretty good. Mostly I just like getting fucked up.
I can tell. Yes, there's just a little bit of forgotten stalker blood in there.
That's why it has such a mellow flavor. Superheated?
Of course. You have to have it superheated. You want to see my setup? I'm doing some really interesting things with Santa Capana leaves.
I would love to see your setup.
Awesome.
Weird to be back, huh?
Yeah. But it's good. I mean, it's nice to be off social media. I was spending so much time cultivating my brand that I wasn't being super present.
Yeah, you're tough to have a moment with.
Sorry. I think I get what you mean. You never felt quite right here. So you went to Fairhaven and that didn't feel right. And now you're back here and things are a little right in one direction, but not right in another.
Yeah, that about covers it. Am I crazy?
Nah, you just like a lot of different stuff. Maybe there's a world where we can have a little bit of everything.
Yeah, a little bit of everything sounds perfect.
Hey guys, we have to do something about Annie. She went into a tent with someone.
That's just Annie. If there's a tent where something fun might happen, she's going in that tent.
Yeah, if you're going to be her friend or try and date her or whatever, you just need to accept that she'll occasionally go into a drug tent.
Yeah, I know. I just feel like I can't hang with the brush people. They have a pit for sex. How do they do it? I can't have sex if there's any lights on or if the bed has flannel sheets.
Well, don't feel like you have to get to pit sex right away. That is pretty advanced.
Just chill. Maybe have a smoke with us.
I'm not great with drugs, honestly. I tried shrooms in college and called my dad and told him that I couldn't come to Christmas because I was a dragon now. Then, a week later, I threw up in my hands.
I don't think those two things are related.
You get too down on yourself. You took down a really serious beast today and saved all our asses.
For sure. You're the reason we're here and not dead in the brush.
Yeah. I guess I did save us a little bit.
No, you saved us a lot, and it's not the first time.
You've gone from delivery guy to five-star monster killer in a few weeks. You're impressive.
Chill out, have a smoke, and get in that tent, buddy.
Well, maybe not the tent Annie is in right now.
Oh, no, don't barge in. She's probably doing it by now. I'm using the tent as a metaphor.
Yeah, a metaphorical tent. I like it. Hey, let me hit that.
Here you go. Oh, Mitch, that's probably too much. Maybe stop inhaling.
Totally too much.
Oh. Oops. Well, I guess I'll just hang out here and look at this fire.
Mitch feels himself sinking into the ground. A figure emerges from the fire.
Mitch, can you hear me? I've been trying to get a hold of you for a long, long time.
Oh my God. How did you find me?
I've been with you for years, watching over you. Now your mind is finally ready for us to talk face to face.
The figure steps out into the light.
Whoa. I can't believe it's really you. Peanut, the bass player from 311.
Yes, Mitch. It's me, Peanut. The bass player from 311. I noticed you when you came to our show in high school. You sang along. You knew all the words.
Right? I feel like I really get you guys.
Oh, you totally get us. And still, to this day, you sing along with us, even though people give you shit for it.
Right? Why do they do that? They're such dicks, man.
They just don't understand you. But I do. All of 311 does. And we think your shoes look awesome.
Thanks, man. So, what are you up to?
I'm here to lead you into a new world. A world that appreciates how much ass you kick. Come with me.
Okay.
I will. Peanut, the bass player from 311.
More Bubble after this break.
Oh my gosh, hi, it's me, Dave Holmes, host of the pop culture game show Troubled Waters. On Troubled Waters, we play a whole host of games, like one where I describe a show using a limerick, and our guests have to figure out what it is. Let's do one right now. What show am I talking about? This podcast has game after game, and brilliant guests who come play him. The host is named Dave. It could be your fave, so try it. Life won't be the same.
Big Business, starring Bette Midler and Lily Tomlin.
Close, but no.
Oh, is it Troubled Waters, the pop culture quiz show with all your favorite comedians?
Yes, Troubled Waters is the answer
to this question and all of my life's problems.
Now, legally, we actually can't guarantee that, but you can find it on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the morning after, and Morgan is frantically looking around for Mitch. She barges into the tent, where Annie is sleeping in a pile of limbs.
Annie, are you awake?
Morgan, okay, if you're going out, can you get a coffee and a breakfast quesadilla and a cold pressed juice?
No, I'm not getting us food. Mitch is missing.
Oh, relax. He's probably just in the deadly woods. Wait, maybe don't relax. That is a problem.
Hey, kids, who wants breakfast quesadillas?
Oh, hell yes.
Dad, we can't find our friend Mitch.
No, the kid with the sting? He can fend for himself.
He can't, really. I mean, he's got a laser hand, but he forgets to pay his gas bill, and one time he tried to make a smoothie in the garbage disposal.
Ugh. When was the last time you saw him?
Last night. He smoked too much canehurst root and just kind of zoned out. I guess he wandered off when I wasn't looking.
Shit. That poor noob. We can find him.
Okay, I'll grab Van and we can head out.
Cool. Before we do, can I have like 6 bites of this quesadilla?
Ugh.
Well, I will say this about those terrible shoes of his. They leave some pretty easy to follow tracks.
Annie, you know he was just taking all that shit to impress you.
He smoked so much alien root that he went into a fugue state and wandered off into the woods. I'm kind of impressed.
Guys, you gotta see this. Are those Mitch's shoes in that tree?
Shit. How are we gonna find him now?
His biomechanics are probably all out of whack.
Hey, kids. I think I found him.
They follow Eli's gaze to see Mitch is standing on the edge of a cliff, staring out into the raging sea. A strange glow is coming off him. Also of note, he's totally naked.
Oh boy, naked and glowing.
Hey dudes, I hope you're not going to try to get me to go back with you. I'm good here.
Are you okay?
I'm amazing. I'm realizing my full potential. The power that's been inside me ever since I got this thing is growing. I'm destined for more. Peanut told me so.
Who's Peanut?
The bassist from 311?
I can't imagine that's who he's talking about.
I mean, he's a really good bassist, though.
Ah, shit. Look at his neck. He's got a sinker.
What's that?
It's like a tick. It burrows into your skin. It's gonna enhance Mitch's power, but then it's going to start to kill him.
Shut up, you jerks. It's not a bug. It's me. I can do amazing things, even if you don't think I can.
We didn't say that, Mitch. We all think you're...
Ah, hell with this. Let's just rush him. Take that damn bug out.
Mitch lets loose an enhanced version of the sting that knocks Eli back. He's out.
Sorry, but you don't get to tell me what to do. You're just my friend's dad.
Dad!
Mitch, we gotta get that thing off of you.
No freaking way.
Mitch raises his hands and huge tentacles of energy blast out of the earth. Everyone takes cover. Morgan and Annie duck behind the same rock.
Shit! Mitch is trying to kill us!
Hey, you know what worked really well when Van got assimilated into that evil collective?
What?
I was able to buy us some time by telling him how I really felt about him and appeal to his humanity.
Wow, not really an area you excel in.
Right, so maybe that will work with Mitch.
Oh yeah, go for it.
No, like, you should do it.
Me? Why?
Because he's in love with you.
All the more reason for it to not be me. What am I gonna say? I went on 2 dates, both of which your fly was down for, and mostly forgot about you until you started killing monsters with my roommate?
Come on, just try it.
Ugh, fine. Hey, Mitch!
What? Oh, hey, Annie.
Hey, look, please don't kill us with high-energy tentacles. I know it was shitty of me to ghost you a while back, but I'm really glad I'm getting to know you now.
You're just saying that because of the tentacles. The only reason Morgan asked me to hunt with her is because of my powers.
Sure, that's the reason I asked, but the reason we're still a team is that I care about you. And I don't tolerate people I don't care about.
It's true, she can even get kind of rude about it.
But you make fun of my shoes and the bands that I like.
Hey man, I think the bands you like rule.
Yeah, it's different for you though. You're a handsome charisma guy. And when you like lame stuff, it's retro or charming or whatever.
Please, Mitch, fight it. Please, we need you.
Nah.
Morgan and Van bat at the tentacles with their weapons, but it does little. They retreat back behind the rock.
Wow, that didn't work.
Well, it did for the other thing. Give me a break.
Mitch's tentacles are about to crush them when bam! A sting hits him from out of nowhere. Mitch is knocked unconscious. Annie runs up to him, pinches the bug off his neck, and gingerly squishes it.
Gross. Hey, I finally helped with killing something! Yay me!
That sting, where did it come from? Oh, wait, is that Stuart?
Hey guys! It's a good thing I followed you.
I could have killed him where he stood, but I chose not to. Anyway, I'm going to head back.
He seems nice.
Back at camp, Mitch is recovering. He's wrapped in a blanket and is eating orange slices. He's sitting on a ridge overlooking a beautiful view. Morgan sits down next to him.
Hey. Sorry.
Nothing to apologize for. The sinkers are really tough. Looks like you're tougher.
Thanks. Hey, I remember all that nice stuff you guys were saying. I know it didn't really break through like you wanted, but I really appreciate it.
All true. Every word of it.
Hey, did I kill your dad?
Nah. You fucked him up pretty good, though. Which I'm in favor of. Everyone out here has a little venom inside them, so they're all gonna be a little more resilient to the sting.
Oh, that's great.
How do you feel?
A little less one with the planet than earlier. Kinda hungover, but mostly good. Glad I have friends who'll try to find non-lethal ways to stop me when I'm driven mad by parasites.
Hey, kids. What's the good word?
Hey, Mr. K. Sorry about blasting you earlier.
Not the end of the world. It was a solid blast. You should be proud.
Hey, Dad, we talked it over and we're taking off. Seems like everyone's on the same page about why Tandem wants this gem, and we're not about to deliver it to them.
We were thinking the smart thing to do would be to reunite them. Hang on. Ugh.
It was in your boot the whole time?
I know. Anticlimactic, huh?
Just a little.
Your crew can clearly handle their shit. Plus, Tandem trusts you, which gives you an in. We'll give you some supplies. You should find the other half and bring it back here.
Do you have any idea where it might be in Fairhaven?
Oh, it's not in Fairhaven. It's in there.
Eli gestures out to the horizon. In the far distance, there's another, bigger bubble. A flickering sign, barely visible on the side, reads, "Welcome to Mission Beach." Bubble is an original production of MaximumFun.org, created by Jordan Morris, with executive producers Jesse Thorne and Nick Adams. Into the Brush featured performances from Allison Becker, Eliza Skinner, Mike Mitchell, Christella Alonso, Keith Powell, Shani Jardin, Helen Hong, Martin Starr, Ian Walterstoff, and me, Tavi Gevinson. Producers are Julia Smith and Ben Walker. Director, Eric Martin. Original music is by Annie Hart. Contributing writers are Jane Borden, Janine Brito, Danielle Radford, Nick Weiger, Riley Silverman, Allison Becker, and John Gutierrez. Maximum Fund's managing director is Bikram Chatterjee.
Hey, did I kill your dad?
Nah. You fucked him pretty... Nah. You fucked him in the ass, though.
Hey, kids, that's the good word.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.